WQ48DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Tens of thousands of people near Raleigh, North Carolina, could be without power until Thursday after two power substations were shot up over the weekend. More from CBS's Mark Strassman in Carthage.
Officially, it's not considered an act of domestic terrorism, at least not yet. It is intentional. It is considered a criminal act. Somebody went by two different substations with a gun, shot up the equipment, and made it dysfunctional. Okay, so it doesn't work. Beyond that, what they've sort of suggested is they believe that whoever did this knew what they were doing. But if they have a suspect in mind, it's not clear to us, that's for sure.
We're just hours away from the polls opening in Georgia in the U.S. Senate runoff. CBS's Nicole Killian is on the campaign trail.
A frantic fight to the finish.
Are you ready to get this thing done?
To secure every vote.
Everybody voted that's in here already?
Republican challenger Herschel Walker targeted GOP strongholds north of Atlanta.
Vote.
While incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock fanned out across the metro area.
So let's go Warnock some doors.
Starting his day canvassing with union workers.
Almost 2 million Georgians have already voted. Friday was the biggest early voting day in the state's history. There's been a huge legal settlement involving one of the nation's biggest car rental companies. CBS's Jim Crisula has that.
Hertz says it will pay nearly $170 million to settle most of the 364 pending lawsuits it faces from customers who were wrongly accused of stealing cars they had rented. The company blamed the issue on a computer software glitch.
The Emmy Award-winning actress Kirstie Alley has died, says CBS's Matt Piper.
You're going to have the most wonderful marriage.
Her children say she died after a short cancer battle, thanking a Tampa Cancer Center in their social media post. They added that she was surrounded by her closest family and fought with great strength.
Kirstie Alley was 71. Russian missiles have been raining down on Ukraine. More on that from CBS's Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London.
The latest strikes have caused widespread power cuts. The port city of Odessa is without water, and at least two civilians were killed when a missile hit their home in Zaporizhia province.
Indonesia's parliament has unanimously approved the criminalization of extramarital sex. The new law will apply to citizens and visitors alike. It'll take effect between 1 and 3 years from now. Sex outside marriage brings a possible 1-year prison sentence, and living together can get you 6 months in prison. Charges of adultery, however, have to be based on police reports filed by spouses, parents, or children. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, December 6th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The City of Wisconsin Rapids will hold their Finance and Property Committee meeting at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The City of Stevens Point will hold their Police and Fire Commission meeting at 2 p.m. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 10 a.m. at the Portage County Law Enforcement Center LEC Training Room. The Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. in Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Executive Operations Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the same rooms. The Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7 p.m., also in Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will take place from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies, overnight, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 19. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast, tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 32. Tomorrow night, lows around 17. 33, Wednesday, under partly cloudy skies. 35, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Site civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. Dom, I like to let my quarterback do all my talking for me on Sunday afternoons.
Yeah.
And although I was losing a little faith in the COVID king, Aaron Rodgers, he still owns your ass, Chicago. Welcome, you WCPT 820 AM listeners. The trash talking has commenced here in the NFC Norris Division. Packers 28, Bears 19. I would like to just point out, all is still right in the world because the Bears still suck.
What a wonderful game. I had the opportunity to watch a little bit with my Bears-loving buddy Kuchka and coax him into a, you know, just a friendly wager by pushing the line. He still lost. so much fun. But I do got to tell you, Crudy, I mean, given right now I'm looking at the NFC North standings, and while the Vikings are running away with it at 10-2, my Lions are sitting in second place at 5-7 ahead of the Green Bay Packers.
They will not make the playoffs. That's my prediction.
As long as the Lions finish higher than the Bears at the end of the season, all is right with the world.
Okay. Well, as long as they finish below the Packers, then all is right with the world. That and the fact the Bears do still suck. Sorry, you Bears fans.
Breaking news, the Bears still suck.
Yes, they do. And also, hour one, we broke a little news to our audience. The former president would like to terminate the Constitution, Dom.
No. He came out and said today that he didn't really say that, and that's just, you know, all a lie from the fake media, even though it's still up on his Truthy social media site.
Well, that was sort of a qualified termination of the Constitution. Only if I'm not reinstated as president, then it should be terminated.
Because sure,
he didn't want it broadly terminated, just really for his benefit, if I understood his logic, Dom.
Isn't everything for Trump's benefit?
Well, if he gets his way. Interesting reporting over the weekend, Dom. You put it up on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. Donald Trump took some money from North Korea while the president didn't disclose.
What? What? I mean, I cannot imagine. I'm sure all the Hunter Biden laptop folks are going to be opening investigations into this immediately.
They get the gavel soon. I'm almost sure it'll be one of the first things they investigate. Almost sure, Dom. I had not seen this before. You brought this to my attention. This was at the Huffington Post. Trump had hidden $19.8 million loan from North Korea-linked company as president. What? Trump failed to disclose the loan, which was paid off months after he took office, Forbes reported. So Trump was actively borrowing money from North Korean companies. I mean, in the whole scheme of monies borrowed by Trump, $20 million is not an extremely large number, but the sourcing, sort of problematic. That's Kim Jong-un territory. That's behind, I don't know what you call the curtain, but it's behind it. That is behind the communist curtain.
You got to pay postage for those love letters, Crudy. And listen, $20 million is still a lot of money. Let's not, I mean, we understand we're talking about Trump in the context of hundreds of million dollars. For instance, he's getting sued by this by the state of New York for $250 million. So in that term, yeah, it's not as much. Certainly, $20 million is still a lot of money. Here's what the reporting says at the Huff Post. Trump owed money to LP Daewoo while he was campaigning in 2016 and into his presidency, according to the records. He didn't list, minor detail here. I want to throw this out there. These documents were uncovered by the New York Attorney General's office. That's how we know that Donald Trump had this money on the books, paid it off, $20 million to a company tied to North Korea, because documents were uncovered by the New York Attorney General's office.
Well, that's unusual in and of itself, the fact that he paid it off.
He didn't list the debt in financial disclosure filings, as candidates and presidents are expected to do, Forbes reported. Loan was paid off just over five months into his presidency. Forbes said the documents didn't specify who satisfied it. So there's one question, right? Daewoo is a South Korean conglomerate that partnered with Trump on a development project near the United Nations headquarters in New York City and on several other projects over the years. The company has ties to North Korea, Forbes reported, and was the only South Korean company allowed to operate a business in North Korea in the mid-1990s. Huffington Post reports that Trump may have skirted disclosure laws and not committed an outright violation because the loan was on the books of his company, the Trump Organization, and not identified as a personal loan, Forbes noted. The debt would have sparked conflict of interest concerns over an American president's indebtedness to a foreign operation vulnerable to influence by North Korea's rogue government. Trump often gushed about his close relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Little Rocket Man.
Such loans are largely reported on an honor system because the U.S. Office of Government Ethics has neither the resources nor the power to delve into a president's assets. If someone does not disclose a loan, OGE has no way to know. So let's think about this and know who we're talking about. Number one, the honor system. You're right. This is Donald Trump. There is no honor. There is no system. Number two. We know how Donald Trump categorizes. Yes, he may have skirted any issues because it was maybe an outright violation because it was a loan on the books of his company, the Trump Organization. But, you know, so were the payments to Stormy Daniels. You know what I mean? That's not legit. Just because it's on the books as one way doesn't make it accurate. For example, Donald Trump or maybe the kids, whoever's got the ATM for Trump Organization, could go take $5,000 out for hookers and blow, and you could book it as professional fees or charity, and no one would know the difference so long as the books balance out, unless you get audited. No one's going to know. Or you could, you know, slide in a new corporation and pay that corporation a little money laundering. No one would know. It's not going to be the honor system unless you get audited and they delve deep into these kinds of things, which we know Donald Trump's 6 years of taxes just handed over to Congress, finally. We're given a couple of weeks to dig into all these things. I guarantee you, this is not the only kind of connection that Donald Trump has with other corporations, certainly other governments, other corporations in other countries, which should certainly be looked at. I mean, if you're going to talk about influencing, these are the kinds of things that would concern any single auditor.
You know, Dom, the the question becomes, perhaps for some, why would Trump want to set the Constitution aside now? Why now? Why the timing? Why the logic of now to set aside the Constitution? He's had all this time to set aside. Hell, he was the president. He tried. A little bit from Philip Bump here at the Washington Post. From the first months after polls closed, November 3rd, 2020, Donald Trump has been working to undo the voters' decision. This effort has ebbed and flowed in the immediate aftermath of the election. It was fairly quiet, centered on normal, futile legal responses. Soon after, though, it became dangerous as Trump tried to encourage his allies to simply set aside his loss. And then, as he drew people to Washington to oppose the moment in which Joe Biden's victory was formalized, then it ebbed again as the former president, stripped of his largest social media platforms, was forced to make his case to friendly right-wing media outlets. And then on social media platform he created, you know, Dom, the Truthy Social. From January of 2021 until recently, Trump's rhetoric has risen and fallen largely out of public sight as he's embraced weird theories like those of the MyPillow CEO, Mike Lindell, or debunked nonsense like the film 2000 Mules as ways to advocate for his own reinstatement. This weekend, though, he went further than he has since leaving office. "A massive fraud of this type and magnitude," he wrote on Truthy Social, "allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Our great founders did not want and would not condone false and fraudulent elections." That's the Crudy Trump voice. If you haven't heard it before, I'm sure you're reaching for your radio dial.
Don't do it. You're welcome.
Don't turn it off. I'm almost done. It's obviously ridiculous to suggest that the founding fathers would advocate terminating the Constitution, given that they wrote the Constitution, right? They didn't have the termination clause. Maybe hadn't seen the movie yet, Dom. It is more ridiculous, though, to suggest that Trump's loss in 2020 was so tainted by fraud that there's no satisfactory response short of throwing out the American system and installing him as leader once again. There's no evidence of any significant fraud or deception, all caps if Trump would write it, as he also claimed in his post, at all, in fact. So why is Trump making this extraordinarily anti-democratic claim now? Three reasons, Dom. First, his supporters have rallied around new details involving the limits on anti-Biden story in 2020. Second, the midterm elections reinvigorated his claims about election fraud. And third, his path back to the Republican nomination, much less the White House, is less certain now than at any point since he left office. And the Hunter Biden laptop story, Dom? Well, the immediate trigger for Trump's complaint was the release of the internal Twitter documents on Friday showing how the company debated its decision to limit sharing of the New York Post story from October 2020 about a laptop belonging to Joe Biden's son. The document shared by Twitter owner Elon Musk with a sympathetic reporter, that's Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone, right, Dom, didn't include much new information and didn't significantly change the understanding of how and why the company made the decision. They certainly did neutralize the broader context that demanded caution on the story in the first place. Instead, the release of the emails created a new nexus of attention for baseless claims that limiting the story hampered Trump's victory. So we got to throw out the Constitution, Dom. And if you're a bear.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Let's come back. More Devil's Advocates, the big Monday edition.
We have a full hour. Hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Now, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 28 overnight. Under overcast skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. Overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 29 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected. Upper 30s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when we hear from you at 844-967-2789.
So, Elon Musk delivered a nothing burger a la the reporting of Matt Taibbi. And normally I like Matt Taibbi at the Rolling Stone, but this was a nothing burger. The fact that the New York Post had somehow had its singular story depressed on Hunter Biden actually probably brought more attention to the fact that Twitter was suppressing this particular story about Hunter Biden and this, what, laptop from hell he had left at a repair store with a four-name guy who wears a kilt. And anyways, Tom. That was enough of an excuse over the course of the weekend for Donald Trump to say, well, of course, the Constitution should be terminated. And even Washington Post, ghostwriter for Scotty Wanker, Mark Thiessen, you remember that guy who wrote the Unintimidation yes. book because Scott Walker can't write? Even he is, you know, saying this might be a bridge too far. Throwing out the Constitution may not be agreeable to some Republicans.
The quote from the very conservative Mark Thiessen in his opinion piece at the Washington Post right now. With his call to terminate the Constitution, Trump is spinning out of control. It's like the Republicans are in disarray.
Well, Dominic, did you note that there is new reporting at the Washington Post at this hour? Trump's committee, you know, think of the Save America Super PAC, has been paying for the lawyers of key Mar-a-Lago witnesses. This may just pose a conflict, like a legal dilemma. Save America PAC has spent millions on Trump-related legal fees filing show. Some say paying for witnesses' lawyers poses a conflict. A little bit from the new reporting at the Washington Post, Devlin Barrett, Josh Dossi, and Isaac Stanley Becker bylined here. Former President Donald Trump's Political Action Committee is paying legal bills for some key witnesses involved in the Justice Department investigation into whether Trump mishandled classified documents. I can't see any conflicts in that sentence whatsoever, Dom. Why is that problematic? Oh, yeah. Into the Trump mishandled classified documents, obstructed the investigation, or destroyed government documents. And according to people familiar with the matter, the witnesses are being paid by the Trump super PAC. The political fees, the legal fees, if you will, the witnesses, including Kash Patel, who has testified in front of the grand jury and is key to Trump's defense, along with Walt Nauta, a potentially critical prosecution witness, according to these people, who, like others, interviewed, spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing criminal probe. Nauta, a Trump valet. It's always the coffee boy or the valet that moves into prominence, Dom, has told FBI agents he was instructed by the former president to move boxes at Mar-a-Lago, even as government investigators were trying to recover classified documents at the private club and residence, according to people familiar with the matter. So the Trump valet is moving the documents from the Trump president. That's
after
not a shocker.
The subpoena.
That wouldn't be a shocker to me, Dom. And the fact that Trump is paying the legal fees. Now, Kash Patel came over from Devin Nunes's political office. Well, I guess it was his house office, but it was all a political office when he was running it. Both Patel and Nauta are represented by Brand Woodward Law, which, according to public records, has been paid more than $120,000 by Trump's Save America PAC. Stan Brand, the top lawyer at the firm, said, "There's nothing improper about the PAC paying legal bills for witnesses in the investigations." Well, not if you're cashing those checks. Apparently, you don't think it's improper, Dom. Another lawyer not involved in the case, however, said it could encourage witnesses to not cooperate.
You think?
There's no bar against third parties paying for legal fees as long as it's disclosed to the client. The ethical obligation of the lawyers to the client. This is a tempest in a teapot and another cheap shot at these people because of who they work for. Yeah, the guy that's paying their legal fees in a case that he is being investigated, and they're all prime witnesses in
there. Yeah, they're painted out of the pack, which is even funnier because those are all, you know, Trump's suckers. Crudy Jim Walden, the former federal prosecutor, said the payment arrangement raises concerns about whether the reimbursement of legal fees may influence what the witnesses say or do.
Maybe.
And he noted that if Justice Department officials have ethical concerns, they could ask a judge to, at a minimum, question the clients about whether they are certain their interests are being protected. A quote from Walden, it looks like the Trump Political Action Committee is either paying for the silence of these witnesses for them to take the fifth or for favorable testimony, Walden said. These circumstances should look very suspicious to the Justice Department, and there's a judicial mechanism for them to get court oversight if there's a conflict. Other witnesses represented by Brand Woodward, whose legal bills are being paid by Trump's PAC.
Wait for it.
Longtime advisor Dan Scavino and at least one other personal aide who has testified in front of the grand jury, the people familiar with the matter said. We don't comment on any vendor payments, and everything the group spends on is publicly reported and in accordance with the law, said Stephen Shung, a Trump's spokesman. Stephen Gillers, a professor of legal ethics emeritus at New York University Law School, said such arrangements are common in the corporate world and should only be concerning in some circumstances. The problems arise when the person paying the fees chooses the lawyer and has an interest in how the lawyer represents the client. Oh, like, I don't know, exactly in this case? He cited the case of former White House staffer Cassidy Hutchinson, who became a whole lot more cooperative with the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th assault after she switched lawyers. Gillers noted that the Justice Department can ask a judge to remove a lawyer from a case if it has reason to think the lawyer is not acting in the client's interest. Trump has been willing to have his PAC pay the bills of aides who are loyal to him or continue to work for him, the people said. The Republican National Committee has paid legal bills for Trump advisors in the past, including probes of alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election, and has shouldered more than $1.5 million in legal bills for Trump since he left office. My understanding, Crudy, though...
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul. commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The All of Us Research Program has a simple mission. They want to speed up medical breakthroughs. To do this, they're asking people across America to share their unique health information to create the largest, most diverse medical research program ever. The more information researchers have, the faster they can create individualized prevention, precise treatment options, and better care for everyone. Help make this mission achievable. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA. Sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
Let it slip, it comfort check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Former Milwaukee Elections Commission Deputy Director Kimberly Zapata made her initial court appearance on Friday, where she posted a $2,500 signature bond. She entered not guilty pleas to 3 misdemeanor counts of making a false statement to obtain an absentee ballot. She is also charged with misconduct in public office, which is a felony. Zapata is represented by an attorney from the Thomas More Society, a conservative law firm that assisted former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman in his review of the 2020 election, which was funded by taxpayers. Zapata's next court appearance will be December 9th. Wisconsin gas prices are falling. AAA reports the statewide average for regular was $3.70 a gallon on Friday. That's about 60 cents lower than a month ago. Some stations are selling gas for less than $3 a gallon. Experts are predicting prices will go even lower this week. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 19. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Tomorrow night, lows around 17. 33 Wednesday under partly cloudy skies. 35 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
And no offense to Val Demings. She didn't do well, didn't fare well against Marco Rubio, all things considered, in her senatorial race. But I sure do wish she was top of the ticket and it wasn't Charlie Crist. They'd have done better with Val Demings running for governor, to my opinion.
But I agree with that one, right?
Curtis. Let's talk about the corruption of the reelected governor as he pivots to run for the presidency, Dom. It reminds me a lot of the corruption of former Governor Scott Walker right here in the state of Wisconsin. A lot of parallels in these guys. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' inauguration celebration. Oh, it's going to be an extravaganza, Dom. Expected to be spread out over 2 days. And will give up close access to donors willing to contribute between $50,000 and $1 million. According to a breakdown of sponsorship packages, his inaugural sponsorship, Dom, 5 donors who give $1 million to the Republican Party of Florida will be recognized as inaugural chair sponsors who will receive tickets to a candlelight dinner the night before the inauguration. Oh, that's priceless. VIP seating at the inauguration ceremony held on the steps of the old Capitol, as well as tickets to the inaugural ball and a toast to 1 million mamas, the campaign group put together by First Lady Casey DeSantis in a photo opportunity with the governor. $1 million gets you a photo, tickets to like 4 events, and you get to be part of Casey DeSantis' group.
And some chewy chicken.
Other packages, Dom, ranging from $500,000 all the way down to $25,000 for the peasants. Also give access to many of the same events, but donors won't receive as many tickets. Probably not as many photos either, right, Dom? DeSantis' next term starts on January 3rd, and Florida governors are traditionally sworn in at noon on that day. The inauguration will give DeSantis an opportunity to demonstrate his fundraising prowess. That's how it's done. You remember when Scott Walker was at the Wisconsin State Capitol for his inauguration after 2014, so January 15, and Scott Walker was clearly, evidently going to run for president, very much
already, yes,
like this semi-fascist DeSantis down in Florida. And he had Frazier Freeze. He had all the rich guys in the audience in the very front row. Scott Walker did. Now, I don't know if he actually sold tickets or just collected private checks, because, of course, Scott Walker didn't declare his candidacy until September of that year, but he was running all year long, Dom. He raised over $40 million for an undeclared campaign, right, Scott Walker did?
Yes.
He used the campaign finance laws. He flaunted them, much like he did in the state of Wisconsin, when he was breaking the campaign finance laws and coordinating his efforts with outside groups, third-party coordination. It was illegal when he did it. And then he got the Our Wisconsin Revolution or Our American Revolution. And, you know, created a super PAC and basically ran for the presidency. But by the time he actually made the announcement, Dom, it was short-lived, 71 days, and then crash and burn. Well, here's what I predict. Ron DeSantis got all the fundraising prowess of Scotty Wanker after he won a recall, and he's got all the charisma of Scott Walker as well. I mean, might slightly better hair. Certainly a more dynamic and more powerful, more photogenic wife than Casey.
Yeah, I mean, I don't buy it. I mean, I know DeSantis is out there selling it, but much like Scott Walker, I mean, I don't buy it. It seems forced. It seems contrite. You know, so I think you're right. I think this will be, you know, his last big blow up in Florida. Political goes on to report, and we'll just wrap it up with this one. DeSantis is not expected to formally announce his candidacy until after the regular session of the Florida legislature. But once DeSantis becomes a federal candidate, his ability to raise large amounts for Republicans in his home state will be limited, meaning that the inauguration celebration may be one of his last big events where he can help send money to the state party. Florida doesn't limit how much can be given to the state party and political action committees, nor does it bar donations from corporations. DeSantis held 2 days of events during his 2017 inauguration, which also included an appreciation event for military veterans and first responders, as well as a legislative luncheon that was held at Florida Capitol outside the main entrance into to the House and Senate chambers. The list of events held in 2017 and in early 2023 are not quite as extensive as those held by previous Florida governors. Former Governor Rick Scott in 2011 held an inauguration parade as well as an open house at the governor's mansion. He brought back the inaugural ball after it was scrapped in 07 by Charlie Crist, you know, the Republican slash Democrat who just lost to DeSantis, scrapped by Crist due to the economic crisis at the time. Scott 4 years later held a six city jobs jamboree that featured barbecues ahead of his second inauguration.
Well, DeSantis, he's the next big thing. Now they'll talk about how much money he's got in his war chest. You know, he'll have nearly as large a war chest, if not larger, than Donald Trump. And you know how Trump likes to compare war chest with other men. And
just sit back to back, fellas. You'll be okay.
And I think I was wrong on the timelines. Actually, Scott Walker waited until after the, I think it was described as his crap budget, was passed through the legislature. And he signed it at Waukesha, because I was there. I was at the budget signing. And then the next day, he had Maria Butina come down for the presidential announcement, the convicted the Russian NRA spy. Lady. And then 71 days later, Scott Walker faded from the race, much like Ron DeSantis will do. Because here's what DeSantis thinks. He fits the mold. You know, if Republicans were picking a candidate out of the magazine, he comes straight out of the JCPenney's catalog, right? But when it comes time to debate against Donald Trump, this non-traditional candidate, and Donald Trump still will have impact over the nomination process, and I think he's going to crush DeSantis. I don't think DeSantis has any real backbone. I think DeSantis is entirely thin-skinned. I think that Trump will crush him, much like Scott Walker had his little ego and his ambitions of a presidential future crushed under the heel of Donald Trump. As soon as you put DeSantis on the debate stage with Trump, he fades. He's a little man.
I mean, well,
his war chest will
men.
Not match up.
You know, they all have their issues, Crudy, no doubt about it. And I think you're generally right. Of course, I don't think Trump will make it to the debate stage with DeSantis, but DeSantis has his own problems.
I was right about Janelle Branchon running for the eighth. See, Kuchka's tweeting at you. Kuchka's got a campaign slogan. Gina suggested that you should run in Wisconsin's 8th Senate district,
mm-hmm.
and Kuchka, the Ukrainian, says your campaign slogan, dominate.
Dominate. Oh, nice. Dominate. I like that.
Dom and eight. We always celebrate. Something like that. You know, we get a little cheer going. 844-967-2789. Dom and eight. Jack from Merrimack. Welcome, Jack. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, well... I have no idea why people aren't prosecuting Trump, even as we speak. This is getting ridiculous.
They are, Jack. I mean, what makes you think they're not?
Well, I haven't seen any charges.
The lack of indictments and charges, right, Jack?
Investigate, investigate, investigate. That's all I see. So,
Jack, don't you think the fact that the Philbin or the Pats, right, and Cipollone gave testimony last week to a federal grand jury, it seems to me if you're finally getting those guys and they are forced to talk and they don't have any, you know, BS privilege claims, don't you think it's seems to be getting near to the end of that particular one of many investigations into Donald Trump? Don't you see that as a good sign, Jack?
It's a good sign, but you know what? I'll believe it when I see it. If this guy can advocate, I mean, he's advocating suspending the Constitution. That's advocating overthrowing the government of the United States. And that last I read anything about it, is an unlawful act, very clearly. You know, free speech is one thing. It's saying, let's go out and overturn the government of the United States, the entire government, because that's what is based on the Constitution. If that isn't against the law, I don't know. I don't know what is. You know, but like I say, I don't think that's free speech anymore.
Thanks for the call, Jack. Appreciate it. You know, not being in a position of power, being basically an old retired guy from Florida, you know, going off on a social media rant, I'm not clear that rises to the level of seditious conspiracy. That particular act, no. His communications with Roger Stone, perhaps, and those subsequent communications with the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and all that, that might be something, Jack. But, you know, the crazy old guy ranting in Florida from his beach house, I don't know if that quite gets there, but I appreciate your sentiment, Jack.
Dominic, don't know if you saw the newest headlines from the Washington Post. Stuff keeps breaking during the course of this big program. Rupert Murdoch to give deposition in Dominion's $1.6 billion lawsuit against Foxy News.
Oh, wasn't his son supposed to testify as well?
On Monday, the Washington Post reported that the billionaire media tycoon Rupert Murdoch, will be deposed as part of the $1.6 billion defamation suit by Dominion Voting Systems against Foxy News. Here's a quote, Dom. The lawsuit alleges that the network purportedly aired false claims about Dominion's role in the 2020 presidential election to boost ratings and fight off competition from more conservative-leaning television networks. Just think about that. Just think if we had to shape the news coverage here to fight off like a farther left. Like if we don't lie substantially enough to our audience, the left is going to take it from us. You know, because there's a Newsmax, and there's other machinations.
OAN, yes, and Right Side Media, and all those other fringe outlets.
According to the filing, Murdoch's deposition will be conducted remotely via video conference. Rupert Murdoch is the highest profile person to be deposed by lawyers for Dominion, which has spent the past few months hauling in network executives, producers, and hosts to answer questions about whether they knew that claims made about Dominion technology on Fox airwaves were false. I suspect they did, Dom. Many of the most egregious comments were made by unpaid guests, including Donald Trump-affiliated attorneys Rudy Giuliani and Release the Kraken Sidney Powell, though some were echoed by Fox hosts, including Jeanine Pirro, Maria Bartiromo, and Lou Dobbs, who no longer works for the company. Lou must have crossed the line even by Foxy News standards. This comes after Rupert Murdoch's son, Fox Corp Executive Chair Lachin Murdoch, was deposed earlier today.
Ah, so excellent.
The kid has already been deposed. Daddy's next.
Well, and let's not forget or downplay the role that Fox News, not only in this case, but what they did to the national conversation. They fed into this big lie. They fed this crazy notion, knowing it was wrong, and helped foment the attack on the Capitol. That's the result.
Dominion also deposed Hannity, Pirro, Tucker Carlson, and Shepard Smith. Come back.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
By helping to clear the field, I will suspend my campaign immediately.
I know now why you cry.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You're looking for real one.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishgosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Lows level off around 28 overnight under overcast skies. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 39. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 29. Upper 30s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for mixed precipitation Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, sort of interesting. David Blaska, known curmudgeon, sort of a GOP guy. We actually took his invitation to crash Scott Walker's party at the RNC at Shooters on the River, if you'll recall. He was an alternative RNC delegate, and he said, come to the party. So we did, and we got
in.
But Blaska and I, through, you know, strange relationships, politics makes strange bedfellows, Dom. Mm. But we're friends on Facebook. And Blaska posted up an article from the National Review. When Trump promises to be a tyrant, take him at his word. And just one paragraph that Blaska chose to share with his buddies on Facebook, I guess myself included. Trump's victory in 16 was free and fair, and his loss in 2020 was too. Trump lost his reelection bid because he was an ill-disciplined boor. And if he were to secure the nomination in 2024, he'd lose that race for the same reason. One does not have to renounce his many achievements, as it's written here at the National Review, in office, to observe the man as a loser and a cheat, or to notice that he's turned a significant number of his fans into losers and cheats as well. What Trump did in the immediate aftermath of the 2020 election was monstrous. What he has taken to suggesting since is even worse. Terminate the Constitution, baby. Get rid of it. Reinstate me. And let's not forget, Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, GOP leader, effectively legislative leader in the state, was the very last January 6th witness, because Donald Trump was still pressuring him this year to decertify and overturn the outcome of the 2020 election before this weekend. And light of a nothing burger being delivered by Elon Musk and Matt Taibbi, effectively, what, they took down some junk pics of Hunter Biden. That's the big breaking news. And Trump thinks you should terminate the Constitution because, of course, it was so unfair to him that people didn't get to see Hunter Biden's dick pics on Twitter. Throw out the election.
844-967-2789. How many Republicans, Curtis? It's one thing for Blaska to come out and say something. He's not an elected official right now. Where's Robin Voss? Where's Scott Fitzgerald? Where's Gallagher, right? Where are these Republicans who claim to be so in love with the Constitution? And what? McCarthy said, you know, he wants to be the Speaker, right? Republicans have their chance. When they get on the floor for the first time in years, they're going to read the Constitution word for word, line by line.
Who's going to read the 3/5 amendment, I wonder?
Yeah, right, exactly. And where are you now? Where their silence, of course, it amounts to support. 844-967-2789. We support our audience. Dick, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, Gallagher's dead. Oh, that's the comedian.
you know, oh, I love Gallagher.
Yeah, I did too. You know, after this last weekend, guys, I'm sorry, I couldn't agree with Jack from Merrimack more. I could not. At what point is this not like catamount to yelling fire in a theater? This is a treasonous statement from this clown this last weekend. And it's very, very dangerous to this country. And here's the worst thing about it in my mind is there's nary a one. Cheney has said something. Otherwise, no one in the Republican side of the aisle has said anything about that ridiculous, crazy statement of his.
Well, Dick, here's the difference that I would draw a subtle distinction, if you will. His newest call to terminate the Constitution, he's not empowered to do that. But his prior incitement of a mob during January 6th, he did have that within his ability to do. So when we talk about these strong words like seditious conspiracy or treason, I would draw a distinction with both you and Jack's characterization of this current statement. Let's set aside the Constitution, terminate it. Well, you could say whatever you want. That's actually enshrined in that very Constitution he'd like to set aside, the First Amendment part. You can say that. But I think it will be proven in a court of law, Dom, that he was insightful of the mob, that he incited the violence and the coup against democracy, against his own vice president. That part, I think, is the actual seditious conspiracy, the actual treason that will be on his tombstone someday.
Well, and the continued response from Trump while out of power, these same anti-constitutional remarks, goes to state of mind, if nothing else. 844-967-2789.
Yeah, he didn't Jeff change. He didn't get better since January 6th.
Right. Jeff from Madison, you're up. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. No, Jeff. Okay. Sorry, Jeff. Call us back. Let's go, Paul. Hey. You are next. Welcome. What do you got for us, Paulie?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, I don't really get the... good afternoon, Devils, by the way. Hey, I don't really get the DeSantis thing whenever I see him on TV. The man, I don't know if I've ever seen him smile or laugh or anything, but I'll tell you what, if Trump isn't taken down, and I don't know, I'm starting to get worried. He may escape all this stuff. I think he wins the nomination for the GOP again.
I sure do hope so, Paul. That would really make me a happy man. If Donald Trump is the nominee of the Republican Party, I don't care if it's Joe Biden or your mama, the Democratic Party is going to win the White House. And we'll go to your mama's inauguration together, Wisco.
That'd be cool. But I don't know what they're waiting for to pull the trigger on Trump anyway, but dishonesty scares me actually a little more than Trump, because I think, if it's possible, he's smarter than Trump, a little more smooth, if you know what I mean.
And as far he's Fox, smooth and smart, smooth. But he's also a little man, much like Trump. But Trump got the national platform. He's had the presidency, and he has like 33% of the nation behind him. And DeSantis may have the more logical, the Paul Ryan sort of Republicans, but how'd that work out the last time around for Scott Walker or Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio? When you put him up next to Trump, Trump is the right kind of crazy for the GOP base. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not usually wrong. Last 30 seconds are yours, Pizza Box. What do you got for us?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Wisco, Paul. Don't be scared of those clowns, man. We still got us, right? We the people. Hey, you guys have seen that movie, The Fockers, haven't you?
Yeah.
Meet the Parents sequel, yes.
Every Republican is a mother. See what I did there?
I do, Pizza Box. You're so clever. Folks, thank you all for listening. That makes you all very, very clever people, and you have excellent taste. You're going to give the podcast for the holidays.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if, instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on